Just a review of some of the laws surrounding Tachon and Tanu and Motzei Shabbat. The question, of course, is asked, what if a person forgets to say that Tachon and Tanu, which is very common, because normally when we pray Arbit, we don't say Tachon and Tanu. That's why the tradition is that during the silent Amidah, sometimes the Hazan says in a loud voice, Atachon and Tanu, in order to remind the Kahal. The Ben Ish Chai says in the olden days, when they didn't have too many Sidurim, the custom, the Hazan used to say the whole Atachon and Tanu out loud, in order that the Kahal could hear it and repeat with them word for word, or just listen so they could be Yotzeh. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have Sidurim, but still, from time to time, people forget the Atachon and Tanu. So the question is a few cases. Let's say the guy remembered it in the middle of the Berakha of Atachonen. That means he said, "Atachonen adam daat umlanesh b'nachonenu mitakachonen adavadat baruch ata." Before he said Hashem's name, he remembered Atachonen Tanu. Of course, he goes back. He didn't say Hashem's name. But now let's say he said Baruch ata Hashem. Once already he says Hashem's name, that's already too late. He must finish the Berakha of Chonen adat, and of course, after he finished Chonen HaDa'at, there's no question he does not go back. Even though there was somebody showing that said, yes, Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that once already you finish the Benacha, you do not go back for Ata Chonen Tanu. And the question then is, should he say it in Shomayah Tefillah? The Aruch HaShulchan brings down some opinions that says, yeah, throw it into Shomayah Tefillah, as a prayer. Only problem is, Akhav HaMadiyah says, it's not a prayer. In Shema'at Tefillah, you only throw in requests. God forbid if somebody's sick, or you're praying for Parnasa, and so on and so forth, Shidduchim. Atachon and Tanu is more like a declaration. Well, you're stating the fact that God separates between Kodesh Tehol, etc., etc. Therefore, Hakam Ramadiyah holds that you should not add it into the Shema'at Tefillah. On the contrary, if you want to add it anywhere, you can add it in after you Rasul and Efivikum of Hashem Suluvi Wali, at the end of the Amidah, and just to say the Atachon and Tanu. So that is the law of going back or not going back for missing Atachon and Tanu. We learned in yesterday's Devi Halakha that let's say somebody prayed the Amidah without Atachon and Tanu. So now he has to make Havdalah Lakos. And he did not make Havdalah Lakos, but he ate first. He shouldn't have eaten. You're not supposed to eat before Havdalah. In this case over here, the Hakamim put a knas on the fellow, that since he did two mistakes, he didn't say Atachon and Tanu, and he ate before the Havdalah, he has to repeat Amidah again. He has to repeat Arbit again, not Arbit, the whole Arbit, just Amidah. And he has to, of course, say the Atachon and Tanu in the Amidah that he repeats. That's the Knas. So the question Acham ben Sion asks is, that's Maran, and Maran posek like this in the Halakha. What about a case differently? The guy prayed Amidah Barbit, he didn't say Atachon and Tanu, but he did a Melacha before Havdalah. Which means, he didn't say Baruch HaMavdil in Zaydin. He prayed Amidah, no Atachon and Tanu, and then he lit a match. So the question is, this guy also is out of line, and he also made two mistakes. Mistake number one, he missed Atachon and Tanu. Mistake number two, did Melacha. So do we say that we also put a Knas on this guy, and make him go back and repeat the Amidah? After a long teshuvah and only the tzun chedek aleph, siman chavbet, Chav ben Zion says that although he was wrong for doing that, but it's not such a crime to do a melacha before saying the words Baruch HaMavdim ben Kodesh Lechol. Of course, you should say Baruch HaMavdim ben Kodesh, but if you didn't, it's not such a big crime. So therefore, basically, all the guy did is not say Atachon and Tanu, and he did a melacha, Shabbat was over in time at least. So therefore, Maran only discussed the case where he ate and not where he did a melacha. Because Maran really holds if he did melacha before saying Baruch HaMavdil or Atachon and Tanu, it's not so bad. So therefore, la halacha, if a person did melacha before hearing Havdalah without saying Atachon and Tanu yet, he does not have to pray the Amidah over again. That's the opinion of Hakam ben Sion. The last question we discussed today in the halakha was as follows. What if a person forgot to pray Arbit? Before we go to that, Hakam ben Sion also says a very important hadith. What's the shi'ud of how much a person has to eat to be considered knas? So he says it should be a shi'ud of a kezayit. If he ate the shi'ud of a kezayit or he drank the shi'ud of a nevi'it, then already we'll put the knas. But less than that, no. He also says that since the whole deen is knas, if a person was sick, for example, and he didn't pray, or he prayed arbit without a ta'onantanu, and then he ate because he was sick, they didn't put a knas on a sick person, as well as an onen. The last question that we discussed today regards a person who did not pray arbit on Saturday night. For whatever reason, not because b'mizid, the shogeg, onen. He didn't pray arbit on Saturday night. So the halakha says, ta'av elo etpalil arbit, mitpalil shahrit, shetayi. So he has to pray shahrit twice. The question is, does he say atachonantanu in any of the shahrit amidot? Well, since if we're talking about a case where, let's say, a normal case, the guy didn't pray arbit, but he made havdalah, or he intends to make havdalah, so therefore, since he intends to make havdalah, or he made havdalah already, rabbis did not establish a tachonantanu in Sunday morning. Tachonantanu is for Saturday night. So therefore, the poskim say he does not say a tachonantanu, not in the first amidah, not in the second amidah. But what in the case if he didn't make havdalah and doesn't intend to make havdalah, because there's no course? So this guy over here, he didn't pray arbit. Havdalah he's not going to make, he's away, he doesn't have a course to make the havdalah. So this, although he said Baruch HaMavdil, doesn't matter. The poskim say in this case, he would have to say Atachonantanu in the Amidah of Shahrit. The question is, which Amidah? So the logic would tell you the second Amidah, because the second Amidah is the makeup for Arbit. Although Rav Akiva Eger held that you have to say it in the first Amidah. So therefore, Hakam David Yosef in his Sefer, Halakha Berura says that if a person wants to say it in the first Amidah, he has not to rely on, but Halakha will say it in the second Amidah. But again, that's only in the case where he's not planning on making Havdalah ala kos. If he's planning on making Havdalah ala kos, clearly he does not say Atachonantanu in the Amidot of Sunday morning.